The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There are breaking updates in the missing Melody Buzzard case. Updates that start with a door that wouldn't open. A man went to check on a missing child and found himself trapped. Instead, inside that house was Ashley Buzzard, the mother of 9-year-old Melody, missing since early October. Outside, a search that's gone cold, and inside, a woman allegedly unraveling. The man's name is Tyler Brewer. He's not a cop, not a relative, a process server, a legal document assistant, and a mandated reporter, the kind of guy who deals in paperwork and procedure, not drama. He reached out to help. He says he was worried that he'd already told investigators about what he was seeing, the erratic messages, the contradictions, the sense that something wasn't right. He went to her home in Lompoc, hoping to make sense of it, maybe get her talking about Melody, but instead he walked straight into what prosecutors are now calling false imprisonment, the moment everything broke. According to his statement, things started calm enough. She invited him in, but somewhere in that conversation, she said something she seemed to regret. Her mood shifted. Panic started to rise. She grew defensive, erratic. Then she reached for a box cutter. Not brandished with a wild attack, but held in that taut, unstable way where every moment feels like a test of what might happen next. Then came the sound. Metal sliding into metal as she threw multiple locks on the door. Four! You know, for all of us who have four locks on our doors. I did once in a really shitty apartment, so I guess, you know, it could happen. little unsettling, though, when the person you came to visit seems to be mentally unstable, holding a box cutter and locking you in. He was no longer a visitor. He was an audience to a mental breakdown, allegedly. He tried to leave and she refused. He asked again, she locked it tighter. And for a stretch of time, no one can quite define the air in that room turned into fear. When she finally let him go, he reported it immediately. Law enforcement did not hesitate. The Santa Barbara County District Attorney's Office filed one count of felony false imprisonment by violence, menace, fraud, and deceit with an enhancement for planning, sophistication, and professionalism. Wow. Bail, $100,000. A 1275 hold, meaning even if she can post it, the court will verify where the money comes from. A clear signal this isn't some misunderstanding. Authorities believe she is a danger, and yet the sheriff's office was quick to tell the public this charge is not directly related to Melody's disappearance. Technically true, but in reality, it's all part of the same collapse. To understand that, you have to rewind, and let's go back in time, shall we? October 7th, Ashley rents a white Chevrolet Malibu in Santa Barbara County. She and Melody get in. They drive east. Surveillance cameras capture them at gas stations, stores, both wearing wigs. A day later, that rental car's license plate, California 9MNG101, is swapped for New York tag HCG9677. No official explanation ever comes for how or why. On October 9th, cameras pick them up near the Utah-Colorado border. That's the last confirmed sighting of Melody. And by October 10th, the rental car is back in California. The wigs are gone and the California plate is back on. But the little girl, Melody, nowhere to be seen. Ashley refuses to say where she is, doesn't cooperate with investigators, doesn't provide a timeline, just silence. Weeks pass. Then November 6th, the same woman, still legally the custodial parent of a missing child, locks a man inside her home and produces a weapon. It's not hard to see the line between these events. This is what an unaddressed psychological spiral looks like when it's allowed to keep spinning unchecked. Each step more erratic, more controlling, and frankly, a hell of a lot more dangerous. The difference is that this time there was a witness. That's what forced the system to finally act. Not the missing child. Not the evasive behavior, not the wigs or the plate swap, but a secondhand victim. A man she's scared enough to tell the police. That's how backward this all is. The system didn't intervene when a mother drove across multiple states with her daughter in disguise. It didn't step in when she came home alone. It didn't step in when she refused to explain where the child was. It waited until she turned the danger outward, until another adult was physically endangered. That's how our system works. Before anyone in power could say, now we can do something. And yeah, it's not like people don't want to act. They can't. Our system doesn't allow for it. And that's the flaw so many people refuse to look at. We treat child protection like a courtroom puzzle. Unless the boxes line up just right, no one moves. Even when it's obvious that something is deeply wrong, we talk about parental rights like they're sacred. And yes, due process matters, but rights without reality checks become loaded weapons in the hands of the unwell. And that's what this feels like. A woman whose mental state had deteriorated beyond reason, still wrapped in the legal armor of custody, still free to move, to decide, to vanish? This isn't speculation. It is pattern recognition. You see it in the decision-making, wigs, fake plates, vanishing for days, returning without explanation. You see it in the isolation, cutting off contact, refusing cooperation, locking doors. You see it in the escalation, the switch from fear to control, from control to violence. You don't need a psychologist to translate it. This is the mind. Fragmenting under stress, and a system mistook that fragmentation for defiance. It's not that no one saw the signs. The school did, investigators did, even Tyler Brewer did. But every system that could have stopped this did what bureaucracies always do. They waited for more proof. Proof that came too late. And the bitter irony in Brewer's letter, the one the DA summarized in filings, reads less like a witness statement and more like a cry for help from someone who stumbled into the center of someone else's storm. He says he reached out to help locate Melody, that he informed law enforcement of concerning communication, and that he went there to check on her welfare. He didn't do a walk into a crime scene. He walked into a psychiatric one. Think about that. The behavior that led to her arrest wasn't calculated malice. It was panic turned physical. It was paranoia dressed up as control. And that's exactly why it is so damn dangerous. It doesn't fit neatly into the box over here of evil mother runs away with. No, it goes into, oh my God, there's something psychologically wrong and we don't like to deal with that here. Because when a parent's fear becomes action, the child becomes collateral. Well, she shouldn't think that way. That's not how mental health works. That's not how mental illness works. That's not how delusional thinking works. They don't get the choice. And I'm not making excuses for Ashley Buzzard and her seemingly bizarrely monstrous behavior. I'm explaining the system that allows it to fester and allows that little girl to live there unchecked until she might be dead now. This is what we never talk about in polite company, the intersection of mental illness and custody law. We pretend those two worlds don't collide or really even coexist, but they do all the time. Parents in crisis are given chance after chance because the system would rather gamble with a child's safety than risk being accused of overreach. And when that gamble fails, we bury the evidence and call it a tragedy. How many times do we see the same story? A child goes missing. The parent's behavior has been erratic for months. Family, friends, even teachers reported concerns, but nothing rose to the level of imminent harm. Then the crisis comes, and the same agencies that ignored the warning stand behind microphones talking about lessons learned, except they never do. Let's look at this case again with clear eyes, shall we? You have a missing child. You have a mother who changes appearances, disguises identities, and leaves the state. You have an investigation triggered not by family, but by a school administrator. You have a timeline that ends with a mother returning alone. You have no cooperation, no explanation, and then a separate incident involving confinement, a blade, multiple locks, and a witness who escapes it reports it. And through all of that, officials still feel the need to clarify the false imprisonment charge is unrelated. Maybe legally, but humanly, it's the same story told from a different angle. The same instability finally captured in a way the system can quantify. This is why these moments matter, because they expose the limits of our categories. Unrelated doesn't mean irrelevant. It means we can't prove the connection yet, but the behavior speaks for itself. People hear false imprisonment and imagine a hostage movie. But in this context, it's something far more tragic, a flashpoint of control. It's what happens when someone who's lost grip on everything else tries to assert dominance over the last thing they can physically touch. That's what makes it so dangerous. It's not about violence, it's about power. And when power replaces reason, no one's safe, least of all a child. If you've ever spoken to investigators, they will tell you the worst thing you can see in a case like this isn't hostility, it's calm. When the person starts speaking slowly, rationalizing what makes no sense, it means they've built an entire inner logic around their fear. That's when a missing person case turns into a potential homicide investigation. We're not there yet, and we all hope it doesn't get there, but the trajectory is chillingly familiar. The longer Melody stays missing, the smaller the window of hope becomes, and the system once again is chasing a problem it could have prevented. Let's talk about that system for a minute, because this isn't just about one case. This is about structure. Levels, Jerry, levels. A child welfare system that doesn't move fast. It can't. The law builds in deliberate friction to prevent overreach. You need evidence of abuse or neglect that rises to statutory levels before you can intervene. But mental illness doesn't fit those statutes neatly. A mother who seems anxious, paranoid, or uncooperative isn't necessarily breaking the law, so caseworkers document, recommend, and refer. They don't remove, not until something concrete happens, like death. And that's the paradox. By protecting parental rights, we often destroy children's safety. We treat intervention as intrusion. We wait until there's a body, a hospital admission, or an arrest to say, "Ha! Now we see it!" Ashley's arrest isn't an isolated moment. It's the consequence of months, maybe years, of untreated psychological decline. And that decline didn't happen in secret. People saw it. They just couldn't stop it. It's easy to look at her mugshot now and think, monster. But that misses the bigger point. Monsters don't start as monsters. They start as people in pain. Ignored long enough, that pain becomes delusion. Delusion becomes action, and action becomes crime. By the time the system notices it's too late for therapy, the only thing left is a cell. That's why we have to start treating mental health crises as child protection emergencies, especially when that mental health emergency is happening to someone who cares for a child. Because when a parent's mental state goes off the rails, it doesn't just affect them. It endangers everyone in their care. That's not an insult. That is reality. A delusional or paranoid parent isn't making choices for the child's benefit. They're making choices to preserve their version of reality. And in that version, logic does not exist. Consequences don't exist. Safety doesn't exist. You can see that in every decision Ashley made. The disguises, the plates, the silence, the years of living in squalor. That's not a crime spree, that's an episode. And when the episode ends, there's no guarantee anyone survives it. It shouldn't take a man getting locked in a room for us to recognize that. What's most chilling about Brewer's account isn't the violence, it's the calm before it. The way she reportedly changed mid-tone, mid-conversation, the way her eyes shifted, the way she fixated on something unsaid. That's the tipping point. The moment when control fractures and the brain replaces it with a ritual, locking doors, reaching for weapons, asserting dominance. She wasn't plotting, she was unraveling, and she was doing it in real time. Which brings us back to the question no one wants to ask. If she's capable of that with a stranger, what happens when no one's watching? When the person in the room is her child. When the fear, the paranoia, the control are directed inward. That's why this false imprisonment charge can't be dismissed as unrelated. It's evidence, not of guilt in Melody's disappearance, but of instability, of risk, of how close this all came to spiraling even further. And yet there's something else buried in this story, something even more disturbing. Brewer said he went there to help. Think about that. The only person who stepped forward wasn't the social worker, a cop, or a case manager. It was a civilian, someone outside the system doing the system's job because the actual mechanisms of protection were too slow, too polite, or too careful to act. And that's why we keep ending up here. We leave the most dangerous moments to chance when we write news release after news release after the fact. The truth is, the system doesn't fail all at once. It fails in pieces. A school administrator who reports but can't remove. A detective who investigates but can't compel. A judge who waits for a file that hasn't been built yet. Everyone doing their job exactly as written, and somehow the kid still disappears. That is what's so infuriating here. The system's designed to move slowly, but danger does not wait. And once the spiral begins, it doesn't stop politely or at a courtroom's pace. So yes, the DA says this charge is separate, but in another sense, it's the only thing the system could grab onto, the only provable event that let them put her somewhere safe, safe from herself, and maybe, just maybe, safe long enough to get answers. But that doesn't make this justice. It makes it containment. And that's not good enough, because containment doesn't find a missing child. Containment doesn't address mental illness. Containment doesn't fix a system that only acts when it's too late. So where do we go from here? First, acknowledge what this is. A missing child case intertwined with a probable psychological emergency that no one wanted to name. Second, stop pretending mental health and criminal investigation exist in separate lanes. They don't. If a parent's behavior crosses into delusion, it's both. And third, rebuild our response system to move faster when the signs are this clear. Erratic travel, disguise, uncooperative behavior, disappearance of a dependent child. Those should trigger automatic protective reviews, not optional follow-ups. Because the next child might not even get this far. Most don't. The next one might not have a Tyler Brewer to call it in. And then what? Then it's another name on a press release, another candlelight vigil, another story you get to watch and be angry about, another set of talking points about lessons learned. We need to stop learning from tragedy and start interpreting it. Because at the end of the day, the story isn't about documents or charges. It's about what happens when a mother loses herself and the world around her is too cautious, too bureaucratic, too afraid to intervene before the child disappears. That's what makes this so haunting. We don't just have a missing child. We have a mirror, one that reflects how fragile our definitions of safety really, truly are. It shouldn't take a locked door and a box cutter for the system to wake up, but it always seems to. And the next time that door locks, it might not open again. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. I'd love to hear them. New chapter in the case. What happens next? Hopefully, in this mental health hellish emergency that this very likely was, she took that child to another human being that exists, that's keeping her alive. But I don't know that that's how it will. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. Press subscribe, whatever platform you're listening to us on, so you don't miss any of our updates. We're going to keep following this. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.